Once again, as World Dairy Expo has been taking place in Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Back in the booth with Merck Animal Health, and Gloucester Lopez joins us now. Let's talk about this monitoring that you have such an integral part at, and you're talking to dairy farmers about here at Expo.
Yeah, so we just hit a really nice mark with the 2 million animals monitoring the dairy side, in the dairy world. So we're really excited about reaching that mark. We've been in the market for over 15 years, really helping producers to get that next step on their farm management, right? So there are a lot of things that dairy monitoring can help you, from reproduction strategies to, you know, getting a healthier herd and also dealing with heat stress. So there's a lot of that information that can go to the individual, but also make a difference to how you, you know, manage your herd overall.
And knowing that they can't be near these animals 24/7, it's like an extra eye on them as they're going through their day.
It's absolutely right. So it's not only an extra eye, but it's a consistent eye that is looking for that cow 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, the system doesn't take a day off. The system, you know, doesn't get a weekend. The system is just measuring the animal 24 hours a day based on her individual baseline. So everything that happens that comes to the system is an alert or a flag or even a list for it to work with. It's based on that individual animal. The animal is telling you what's happening.
So really, Gloucester, it sounds like this monitoring just makes life a little bit easier for that dairy farmer to be able to catch some things before they become bad.
Correct. So it makes it a little bit easier on the efficiency of work. So you're absolutely right. Not only for the dairyman that owns the dairy, but also for all the employees that are, you know, working. There's a lot of employee accountability that you can see based on the information that's coming from the system. But what you just mentioned, so for example, we have publications of people working with us from the Cornell University showing that our system is really able to flag cows that are getting a bad day. So they're not really well. On average, 3 days before they have a displaced abomasum, for example. So there's some of that research already published already out there for at least a decade, really showing that the system is capable of flagging those animals when they are starting to go down that road. But we have to always remember, the system doesn't tell you what the cow has because it's still too early. But the system is already flagging cows that are not having a good day. There might be a problem 2-3 days down the road.
Just makes it that much easier. Again, productivity and profitability is what we want to see.
Exactly, and proactiveness, right? I mean, you can be proactive with that animal. You know, we see a lot of savings on, like, you kept animals staying longer in the herd because you can save them, you know. You can also treat them a little bit earlier, not with a treatment, but a support treatment. It's, you know, it's a drench or it's a vitamins, you know, the calcium bolus, whatever, that it can support that animal, get her rumination back on track, and then she's good to go. Another thing that is really important about the system, too, is that when you are working with a sick animal, which nobody wants to do it, but you do have those, right? You can also track how is she doing hour by hour. Because, you know, usually people work in a fresh cow pen, for example, in a hospital pen once a day. You go there in the morning after you come back from the milking parlor, you treat them, and then let them go. You get back there next day. Now you have a way to go back to the computer at noon, at 4 p.m., and see how they're doing.
Want more information? Where do they need to go?
So you can come to our website. You know, we can find your Merck rep in your region. We have people spread all across the country. I manage the customer success side with, you know, when you decide to buy the system. My team of 11 specialists all across the country go to your dairy to train you. So we have people all around. So come to our Merck website. Try to find the animal monitoring, dairy, beef, feedlot, cow-calf, young stock. We have all those solutions to farms across the country.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Gloucester Lopez joining us here at the Merck Animal Health booth at World Dairy Expo. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.